there's a saying that goes, watch your thoughts, they become words. Your words turn into actions. Your actions turn into habits, and your habits turn into your character, and your character into your destiny. You've heard, you are what you eat, but it makes more sense to say, you are what you think. The real you is shown by what you meditate on, what you think, what you say, your actions, your words, and what's really in your heart. Let's see what the Bible has to say about this. Turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. Say amen when you're there. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not unto his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as the man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Let's read another one. Turn your Bibles to Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Same when you're there. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good, what is acceptable, and perfect will of God. A lot of the time, it seems like people are persuaded by the words and opinions of others. But God says, do not conform to the beliefs of this world. Don't let this person from work or this person from school or wherever dictate how you think. Because at the end of the day and beginning of the day, the only person whose opinion matters most is God. There's a saying that originates from the Japanese culture that says you have three faces. The one you show to the world, the one you show to your closest family and friends, and the one that you show when no one's around. This really makes you ask, who are you when no one's around? Who are you when you're not at church or being watched? How you are when you're by yourself, you should always be loving God, always serving him. It should not be something that you put on a character around this person or this person. You should let God become a part of you and shine to others. The person who comes to church every day could have been at the club on Friday night. You never know. Ask yourself, do people know you're a Christian? I told someone I was an SDA once, and they said they thought I was Mormon. Obviously, I wasn't doing my job pretty well. Next time you leave, ask people if you're a Christian. Hopefully, they're not shocked. Their answer will make you have an idea of whether you're doing your job in shining your light to other people and showing God's character. What can we do to show people that we love God? I strongly believe that through God's power and grace, he can change our hearts and make us have a more Christ-like character. First, we have to become aware of how we're spending our time, and we have to take into account what we think about and the biblical principles. Are you listening to Drake, or are you listening to hymnals? Are you watching The Walking Dead, or are you watching a pastor preach? When you catch yourself thinking about something undesirable, renounce it and cast it away. Throw it in the trash. Then immediately choose to replace it with the thought of a good one, such as prayer, or reading the Bible, or memorizing a scripture or song. Don't be discouraged if, when you try, you fail. Always pick yourself back up. God is walking with you, and he will be able to pick you down when you fall. These bad habits can be like an elastic band. They're tight at first, but if you keep stretching them, eventually you'll break free. Some days you'll win, and some days you'll lose, but never give up. Your mind and your heart are both like clay. They're shaped and formed with every passing day, but there are some questions to be asked. Who's forming your heart and mind? What are they being formed into? And what's your responsibility in the process? Whether you realize it or not, your character is being formed and solidified every single day. This is true whether you plan through what you want to be or if you just let life happen. Some of the most powerful influences of development of your character can come from the following sources: what you read, what you look at, what you listen to, the people you associate, and what you think about. In Proverbs, Solomon says, he who associates with a fool becomes a fool. This is true in every aspect. The people you hang around with, you'll become them. Thinking or meditating on the things of God yields wisdom and purity. It yields spiritual maturity and communion with God. Here are a few things we can think of. The things God has done for you, the holiness and perfection of God, the beauty of Christ, our eternal fellowship we have with him, anything God has taught us or made us aware of, questions regarding the will of God, and the life he has freed us from. This reflection on the relationship we have with God, it is thinking about his love and influence in your life. It is wondering about his awesome power and mighty deeds. It is joyful giving thanks to him for what he's done for us. It is sitting in awe and appreciating his works. It is using all your energy to understand and obey his word. Just as your digestive system processes the food you eat so it can be of use of your body, so also meditation on the word of God digests all things concerning God and makes them a power which can renew your heart. You see, our God is not impressed with what we appear to be. We're all good at playing church. No, God is most interested what we are like on the outside. He wishes to change us from the inside out. His goal is to make us clean on the inside so that we would naturally be clean on the outside. If you're clean in your heart, then you will automatically be clean on the outside. People can be like cups. This cup looks dirty on the outside. This cup looks clean on the outside. But which one is clean on the inside? You really need to think about that in your everyday Christian life. Jesus talks about this in Matthew. He said to the Pharisees, "Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrite. You clean the outside of the cup and the dish, but inside they are full of greed and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisee, first clean the inside of the cup and dish, and then the outside will also be clean. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites. You are like whitewashed tombs, which look beautiful on the outside, but on the inside are full of dead man's bones and everything unclean. In the same way, on the outside you appear to people as righteous, but on the inside you are full of hypocrisy and wickedness." Don't let God's character just be a mask that you put on in church or when other people are watching you. It should not be a play. It should not be some type of script that you read. Let it become a definition of who you are and shine through everyone that you meet in your daily life. Thank you.
Morning, church family.
Morning.
Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath.
How many of you have had a long week? Tiring, stressful. So did I, and I had to pray all week and have my faith to get through it, and now I'm happy I'm here today to share with you guys. Turn in your Bibles to Mark chapter 11, verse 22. Say amen when you're there. And Jesus answering saith unto them, "Have faith in God." So really, what is faith? Like, I feel that we all know what faith is, but I don't see a lot of us having it. According to the dictionary, faith is the unquestioning belief that does not require proof or evidence. But as Christians, we have our proof. Hold your Bible up with me and say, "We have proof." We have proof. We have the Bible, 66 books written by over 40 authors. We also have the resurrection of Jesus Christ and confidence in his words and evidence of God's truth in our lives. The nearest definition of faith in the Bible we have is in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Turn with me there. Starting with verse 1. "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible." An important point is that faith is only as good as the object in which it is placed. How many of you got in the car today and just knew you were going to make it to church? Some of us prayed, some of us just knew that we were going to make it there because of the faith we placed in God. We didn't know if we were going to make it here safely or not, but we just did because we believed in God. If you didn't have the faith, you would have many fears and be reluctant to come to church. I know that faith delivers me from my fears. Let's look back and see how faith has affected the people of God. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4 says, "By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, he still speaks even though he is dead." We don't know the details of Abel's faith, but we do know that faith caused him to worship God, and that's how we should be. Are any of you like Abel? You guys just have that automatic faith that to worship God? That's how you should supposed to be. For Enoch, his walk of faith delivered him from death. Faith for Noah made him trust God, and he spent 120 years building an ark. And I don't know if I could spend 120 years building an ark just because God told me to. But that's the kind of faith we need. Turn with me to James chapter 2, verse 26. Say amen when you're there. And it reads, "As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead." We all should have alive deeds, live faith. So we need to start working to have faith, just how Noah built the ark for 120 years. Faith isn't trusting Jesus for salvation and then just forgetting him. It means that you trust him for everything. Just like how Noah was ready to just throw everything down and work 120 years to build the ark for Jesus. As followers of Christ, we can have hope even in a world that has none. This hope of or faith is based solely on Jesus Christ and his promises to us. Our faith experience should serve as our guide through life. By studying the Bible and developing a relationship with Christ, we can let our faith manifest itself in our lives. So tell me all today, how many of you are going to start having fired faith? By a raise of hands, let me see everyone's hand go up. Amen. Thank you.